Just kind of the latest on Danny Batuli. We haven't seen him out there at practice. Is this just kind of precautionary to kind of hold him out, or is he had a setback, I guess?
No, he's we done a little procedure on him, and just kind of cleaned his knee up a little bit, so he'll be out anywhere probably between 10 and 17 days. So we've done it early part of this week just to kind of alleviate some pain there. No, he possibly will be ready by next week. Yeah.
Coach, Jeremy Banks looked like he was working at linebacker yesterday. Was that a temporary thing, or is he moving back?
No, I mean, it's just – I mean, hey, the thing is play your best players, right? So, in my opinion, Jeremy's one of our best players. You know, he is in the rotation at running back, so we could let him – maybe share the load with three other guys, or he could have a chance to play every snap on defense. So we're going to let him play defense probably at least for next couple of weeks for sure.
Can you sort of walk us through how the Kasim Hill, how you guys landed him and how that kind of came together?
Well, he contacted us about transferring, and you know, we only have three guys on scholarship, so he's a guy that wanted to walk on and have an opportunity to compete and participate. And, you know, it's hard to find guys that want to do that, you know, have started games in major college football.
End of the week, as you head into game week on Monday, I'm assuming there's nothing new on Aubrey Solomon's situation. How does that change how you prep with him as you move into Monday? If you haven't heard anything, close the business today.
Well, we've not changed how we practice. You know, it's interesting how this transfer portal stuff works. You know, I'm a guy that's really been an advocate because I think that not necessarily that I want kids to leave if things get tough. Not that. And when people elect to transfer, that's not always the case, right? So sometimes guys are looking for better opportunities. Sometimes it's just not a right fit. And hey, sometimes maybe they might have messed it up, right? You know, there's a bunch of – every scenario is probably a little bit different. But with this, you know, then it's put on the NCAA about, you know, to kind of filter through all of it and figure out, okay, what's the justification for this guy to be eligible as opposed to the other guy, you know. So we actually had a couple of guys, obviously, that have left our program, and I wrote letters to the NCAA on why I thought that they should be eligible at the institutions that they're going to go to, and I'm pretty sure they're all eligible. You know, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it as far as when they decide who's going to be eligible or who's not. But I definitely know that that's happened in the past for us, for sure.
Do you feel that it's unfair that he's having to wait this long if you guys, if you are in the game week? You know, is it unfair that you've gotten to this point for him and for the institution as well?
Well, what I think's unfair is – every person that transfers, okay, if they file a waiver, every player, every circumstance is completely different, okay? And there's a lot of them out there, right? So there's a lot of people that have elected to transfer, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that's filed waivers. But I don't think you can just kind of put a rule down and say this is the rule and it covers every circumstance. Unless you actually do some investigating, you know, and sometimes I don't think you can do it by, you know, by writing things down. Sometimes you need to possibly go to the place, talk to the kids, talk to the people there to get an idea. So I don't know. I mean, there's a process. There's nothing we can do about it but support our student athletes, and that's what we'll do.
Jeremy, I'm sure y'all would like everything to kind of be in game mode from the beginning of camp on and kind of get the most out of every day. But now that the season's so close, Do you see the focus on this team sharpening? Is that where you want it to be overall?
You know, we've mixed it up every day at practice, tried to present a lot of different circumstances, scenarios, that situational football. So it's every practice is a little bit different. It's kind of kept them on their toes a little bit. We've got a young team. So guys should be excited about the opportunity to play and get better every day. You know, but, you know, some days they're excited and some days they're frustrated, right? You know, whether it's, you know, they might not know exactly what they're supposed to do, or maybe they're going wide open and they think they're doing it right and they're not, you know. So it's kind of all over the place.
Grant? How has Aubrey handled this? Is this something that's weighed on him, or does he just kind of ignore it, or how does he go about it?
Well, I think it's obvious that if with every circumstance out there, and I've not followed it as close as probably you all have in the media what's going on out there, so I don't know everybody that's filed a waiver and all that and asked for immediate eligibility. But obviously if you do that, there's a reason why, right? So but you know, he just needs to really focus on the things that he can control, and right now that's him, and that's what he's trying to do.
Jeremy, earlier this week, Marcus Tatum expressed some frustration maybe about how the offensive line has performed in recent years, going so far as to say they kind of took it upon themselves for some of the problems the program's had. Is that something that any of them have vocalized to you, and how do you think they've approached maybe the pressure being on them to perform a little bit more as they get close to the season?
Well, I don't really think that's fair to the offensive line. That may be how Marcus feels, but, you know, there was very little depth at that position, which goes back to controlling the roster, right? You know, there was guys that were asked to play when they wasn't physically ready to play, you know? So it's hard to have success if you're not ready, right? I mean, I've seen a bunch of guys that, you know, they were redshirted as freshmen, didn't play as redshirt freshmen, didn't play as redshirt sophomores, and they're still playing in the NFL. So it took them 4 years to get ready to play. Don't mean they're not a good football player, they're not a good prospect, but they're not ready to play at a high level in this league, and there's probably some guys like that on our team. So they were asked to do things that they wasn't physically able to do yet.
David? For you guys with the Aubrey situation, do you know if he's gotten any support from his previous institution to make him eligible here? And what is the sort of status for you guys? Are you kind of waiting to hear back, or is Tennessee sort of having to be proactive and trying to push for that? What's that situation at?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what the previous institution has done. I know what we've done. I know what we've done for young men that have left our program. I'm not sure that that's the same across the country. I don't know that it – I mean, I can't say one way or the other, but, you know, I'm pretty sure Markwell Osborne is eligible at Charlotte, right? And he just wanted an opportunity to play. That was it. Had no issues here. Done everything I asked him to do while he was here. And I wrote a thing up and – suggested that he's allowed to play, and I'm pretty sure that he's going to be eligible. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the case.
In your mind, what's been the biggest reason for the delay?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, David. I'm not on a committee or any of that.